Welcome to another episode of Elevated Insights, a TCSD podcast. I'm Dr. Mark Ernst, the superintendent of Tooele County School District, and today we are at Rose Park Elementary in Salt Lake City, and we are joined by a handful of educators, both from Tooele County School District and Salt Lake School District. So I'll introduce everyone, then I'll let you introduce yourselves a little bit more. Joining us today, we have Alejandro Lopez. Alex, you're a Spanish teacher out at Stansbury High School. We also have Carrie Johnson, who's an education specialist and mathematics coach here at Rose Park Elementary and also at Meadowlark Elementary, so double duty, two schools. And also, Carrie, you serve as the vice president of the Utah National Board Coalition. We have Tony Zani. Tony, a lot of roles here. You are the president of the Utah National Board Coalition and an assistant principal here at Rose Park. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. And Emily Petty, first grade teacher here at Rose Park and a nationally board certified teacher.
Yep.
Alex, you're also a national board certified teacher.
Yeah.
All right.
That's
okay.
Right.
So I'm not nationally board certified.
It's never too late.
It's never too late. I can start right now.
So, yeah, you can join our cohort.
That's right. Yeah.
I'll give you the website.
All right. Yeah, perfect. So let's talk a little bit about, before we go into your backgrounds, I want to talk a little bit about the differences between teacher certification and nationally board certified teachers. So every teacher, as they go through college, has to go through an education program and they become a certified teacher. Basically, the state of Utah saying you meet the minimum requirements to be in a classroom and teach kids. And then we have opportunities to advance our educations and hone our skills a little bit more. And we'll get into some of those details today as we talk about what it takes to be a nationally board certified teacher, why it's good for teachers, and why it's good for students. So why don't we if each of you could just take about a minute or two and tell us a little bit about your background and what led you into education, but then also what led you into becoming a nationally board certified teacher. Let's start with Carrie.
My name's Carrie Johnson. I'm a middle childhood generalist, national board certified teacher. I actually come from a family of teachers, so I think it just was ingrained in me that when I grew up, I was going to be a teacher. I had an amazing coach when I first started teaching who was a math coach and a national board certified teacher. And working with her just inspired me to follow in her path, and I became a math coach and actually did my national board certification as a coach.
Oh, as a coach. That's interesting. All right. Very good. Emily.
My name is Emily Petty. I am a national board certified teacher in early childhood. I also come from a long line of educators in my family. Both of my parents are teachers. I actually, in college, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I took a lot of general education classes and just couldn't really decide what I wanted to do. So I took some time off and did some service opportunities and got to work a lot with families. And then I was like, oh yeah, this is what I want to do. I want to be a teacher. I want to work with kids. So I graduated with a bachelor's in elementary education in 2010. And then taught for a few years. And kind of similar to Carrie, I had a mentor teacher who taught fifth grade. And when I would go into her classroom and see what her kids were doing, I'm like, how are you doing this? I just thought it was because she was a really good teacher. Well, it turns out she was actually National Board certified and that she had learned all of these amazing ways to get her students engaged in learning. And I was like, I want to do this. How do I do this? So she was a really good advocate for me and support system as I started my journey in National Board.
That's awesome. Tony.
I'm Tony Zani, National Board Certified Early Childhood Generalist. I got into education for a different reason. I grew up very poor in Kentucky, generational poverty. And throughout my schooling in elementary school, middle school, high school, many, many teachers impressed upon me that there's a different way. And that was education. And I did well in school and was very encouraged. I was the first person in my family to go to college. When I was in college, I had a professor. I wanted to go into political science. And he sat down with me one day and said, I wish I'd been a teacher. And that really got me thinking. And I changed my major and I became a teacher. Huh. My first year teaching in Kentucky, I went to a conference. There was this thing about National Board. I thought, well, that really caught my attention. But You can't do it your first year. I moved to Virginia after a few years, and I was teaching there. And there was a fifth grade teacher who's national board certified in my school. And the principal made a really big deal about this. And that got me thinking. I was like, whoa, this is a big deal. So I was teaching. So the next year I was teaching first grade. And I thought, I'm going to do it. And there was two other teachers in the building. So let's do it together. So the three of us did it. So I earned it when I was a first grade teacher. Moved to Utah, taught here for a while, became a literacy coach. I renewed my national board certification as a literacy coach, and I've continued and kept it as assistant principal. I want to throw in that Emily Petty is also one of our facilitators for National Board Coalition and is an excellent facilitator for us.
Thank you. I strongly believe in the process. And so when Carrie and Tony approached me about facilitating these cohorts for other teachers that want to do it, I was like, absolutely, yes. How can I be involved? Because I just truly, truly believe in this process, and it's just so transformative.
Yeah, that's great. Alex, you want to talk a little about your journey in education and national boards?
Yeah, so I grew up out in Tooele County, born and raised down in Grantsville, and decided I wanted to be a teacher since I was like in middle school. Looked up to my teachers, and I'm like, hey, I want to be a teacher. And I started at Tooele High School 20 years ago. This is my 20th year of teaching. And I think it was like 5 years into teaching, I noticed on the salary schedule, national board certification, you get a pay raise.
Yeah.
If you get it, and then that's the first I heard about it. And so I looked into it more, and I was like, hey, I'm going to do this. And I was actually surprised. It costs some money to get into it, but then the state board paid for it, even the first time years ago. And so I was like, well, this is a no-brainer. I'm going to get a pay raise, and I'm going to go through this process. And it's not just a couple of little writings here or there. It's a process to go through it, but it's mostly just, okay, you're doing this in your teaching. What can you do better? And reflect on what you're doing with your teaching. So 12 years ago, I got nationally board certified, 11 years ago or so, and it was a good process. And so this last time I maintained it, I had to go through, there's several components, but I just had to redo one of the components. And it's mostly looking at your teaching, see what you can do better, review your teaching, and reflect on it.
That's great. And interesting, in January, National Board, the Utah Coalition was recognizing all new teachers that were National Board and then anyone that was renewed, mm-hmm. I believe.
Yes.
And that's how I met you all. And Alex was being honored as a renewal of his certification. And I actually did, when I was in the classroom, looked into National Boards a long time ago and then went into administration. And so then when I went into this meeting in Salt Lake, I was like, man, our only nationally board certified teacher in our entire school district is Alex. He's one out of 700 teachers that we have in our school district. And it wasn't, the thing that impressed me is I heard you all talk and a lot of the new teachers that were their first time, mm-hmm. had nothing to do with the teachers. I mean, I like what they said and everything, but every single person that talked about becoming a nationally board certified teacher talked about the impact it had on their students. And they, of course, would say, and it benefited me too as a teacher, mm-hmm. but it all went back to the students.
Right.
And so talk to me a little about the process. Let's say I'm a teacher right now in Tooele County, in Salt Lake. What would happen? What do I need to do if I'm like, I'm interested in pursuing this? What are my next steps?
I actually, ever since you sent out the email to the district saying, hey, this is an opportunity, look into this, I've gotten lots of emails. A couple people come talk to me in person and phone calls saying, or texts, hey, what is the process? How hard is this process? Is some of the questions. And it's not a real hard process. It takes time, and usually you can do the whole thing in 1 year over the course of a school year. But that's, I don't know. You guys can take it from there.
So maybe the first step is you talk to someone, find out what yes. you're into. What else?
Yeah, you'll notice a pattern. Most of us got our national board certification because we knew someone and we were like, ooh, I want to teach in the way, like the things they're able to get their students to do, I want to be able to do that as well. But I will say, everything we do in National Board, it's all grounded in the standards for professional teachers. So I would say start reading your standards. And as you're reading those standards specific to your certificate area, do some reflecting. Where do you see evidence in these standards of things that you already do as a teacher? And where do you see opportunities where you might elevate your practice?
Yeah.
Well, your question kind of was like, what's the process?
Yeah.
So there's a portfolio that you complete. You would go to the NBPTS website to start off, National Board for Professional Teaching Standards, NBPTS. We have a website, utahnbct.org, and we offer cohorts to guide teachers through the process. There's an assessment you take that's content specific, and then you complete three portfolio items that include student work samples, videos of your teaching, and a lot of reflection on how you use assessments and how you collaborate with others. That's really in a nutshell.
Yeah.
State of Utah prepays your fees for you. So it's $75 registration fee that you have to pay. And otherwise, it's all paid for you on your behalf. So it's put, like you said, put forth the time and effort. Most people take 2 years to do the process. You can do it as little as one. You can do it as much as three. And sometimes you don't pass a component. You can retake it and that's stretched out to five.
Okay.
So that's the process in a real compact way.
Yeah. Was it difficult to do? Yeah. I think of teachers, man, there's so much you guys have to do day in and day out, just to do the regular part of the job, right? How did you fit all of that in with your normal teaching duties as well as your life, your hobbies that you have, the families and all that? How did that all fit in?
I think a lot of it comes down to time management and self-discipline. As far as the teacher workload, yes, you're doing a lot as a teacher during the day. And as Carrie mentioned, if you're reading your standards beforehand, you know what you're looking for in the classroom. So one of the things that I did is I was going through my teaching day. I would see something and I would take a picture of it or copy it and put it in a folder so I'd have it for later. So I was doing a lot of collecting of evidence. And then we have breaks built into the school year. So fall break, Thanksgiving break, winter break. I was looking at those samples that I had collected and then starting to do that reflective process and doing some writing just to see where I was with the standards and what I was doing with my teaching. So I wasn't spending as much time as I would have liked with my family during that time, but I said, you know what? I'm going to take these 4 hours Saturday morning and I'm going to work on my national board and then I'll be available this afternoon to go and do family things. So as far as, yes, it is time consuming, especially when you get closer to that submission deadline, which is usually mid-May, you're doing a lot of writing.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful because we do link our candidates up with other candidates or with other teachers that have certified in that certificate area. And they're a mentor. So I'm actually working with another teacher here at the school. And so she gave me a copy of her writing yesterday, which I've been going through and making notes for her so that she's able to present the best version of the evidence that she has collected. So yes, it's a lot of evidence collecting, a lot of reflection. And then you do have to block out times where you sit and you write to the standards.
Yeah. Alex, was your experience similar to what Emily said?
It's not as much time as you would think. You sit down, you do some writing, you do some reflecting, pull some assessments, and pull some student work, and it didn't seem like a huge burden. As long as you space it out. Do an hour a week for a while and just get it done and do your reflecting. So it's not, I saw it as like you're taking one college class.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
And so it's not a huge burden.
Right. And Carrie, I remember you talking, I don't remember if it was Rose Park or Meadowlark, but at one of your schools, that the national boards has almost become a culture of the school.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk a little bit about that? Is that here at Rose Park? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you want to talk a little bit about that?
That is here at Rose Park.
And I would just say, as a superintendent, that is one thing that really intrigues me for Tooele District is, mm-hmm. thinking, man, if I can get a nucleus of teachers at a school in hoping that that spreads. So talk about what's happened here at Rose Park.
Yeah. So we have a cohort of teachers that have gone through their national board certification here at Rose Park. And I will suggest for anyone who's considering or on the fence with this process, if you can find a buddy who's also going through the process, it will make all the difference in the world. We met after school. We looked at videos of each other. We gave each other feedback. We did some planning together. And the results that we've noticed is that our students, they are doing more in class. They are actively participating. They're asking more questions. They're giving each other feedback. And other teachers in the building have now been able to see videos of our national board teachers. And it's starting to sprinkle out more and more. They're realizing, wow, the things that you're able to get your students to do, I want to do more of that.
Yeah, that's great. Tony, as an administrator here at the school, how does that change your job, or maybe what you see in the classroom as you're working with teachers? How has the national boards helped your teachers, and what do you see when you're in the classrooms?
I think that every teacher in the building is very reflective. The national board certification process emphasizes not only careful planning and meeting high standards, but reflecting on your instruction and your students, and thinking about what else can I do to be more efficient and effective for individual students and groups of students. And that's just a culture here. Yeah. That when I go in and observe teachers, they're so open-minded and so willing to implement things. And Carrie has done a masterful job of leading professional learning, where teachers record their classroom, the whole school, everybody. We just did this on Wednesday. It's just a natural culture here to film your teaching and share it with colleagues and give each other feedback. And I sat with a first grade, fourth grade, and sixth grade teacher who were in a triad, and they shared videos of their students having academic discourse, and they offered, these are some things I learned from you. These are some great things I saw, and here's a suggestion. That I had a first, fourth, and sixth grade teacher doing this together, and Carrie gets all the credit in the world for doing that, but that's the kind of stuff you do in National Board.
Yeah.
And it's just the culture of the building.
Just the way it is.
It's just the way it is. And not a single soul in this building said, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
And sat down and shared video with their peers and colleagues, and they didn't even know who they were sharing it with before Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
They didn't find out until the moment they did it, because I wanted mixed grade levels. I didn't want to just do it with your friend. People that you don't normally see, so that a first grade teacher can see what it's like in sixth grade. And they can talk about, wow, We taught student discourse and academic conversations. How different is it? What are the challenges you face in sixth grade? What are the challenges you face in first? And problem solve together.
Yeah, I love
and then
that.
We all get better.
Yeah.
It just elevates and elevates and elevates. And,
yeah.
And when you are a good, successful teacher and your children are doing well, you like your job.
Yeah.
We have very low turnover here. Nobody leaves.
Yeah, that's awesome.
This is a highly impacted Title I school. Many Title I schools in Salt Lake City have 50% staff turnover every year.
Yeah.
We have none. We had one person retire last year. That was it.
Yeah. And you probably have people wanting to be at Rose Park.
We have one kindergarten opening, and I cannot tell you how many people have applied. I've lost track.
Yeah.
I have to go through and sort that out. Yes. So if you can build that culture in a school like that, great things happen.
Yeah. And it's not based on teacher ego. It's just based on doing what's right for kids and helping people learn and get better.
Well, when students are successful, teachers are happy.
Yeah, that's right.
When your students are proud of the work they're doing, and they're proud, look what I did, and then they keep doing it and they come back day after day after day, the teachers are giving them hard work to do and helping them do it. Kids feel proud. Teachers go home happy. I'm not saying not tired.
That's side of that coin too.
I see the hours you put in, Emily.
Yeah.
But I see the joy you have too.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and another thing I wanted to add, it was kind of an organic way that this culture was born here at Rose Park, because I came in 2016. Remind me when you came to Rose Park.
2018.
And then when did you come?
2019.
Okay, so 16, 18, 19. So, you know, we'd all done our national board journey individually, and then we came together, and it was kind of cool because Carrie was the math coach, and so I was in the math lab with my first grade class, And Tony was in as the administrator, just observing this lesson that Carrie and I were co-teaching. And Tony, he pulled me to the side and he was like, this is the most concentrated room of National Board Certified Teachers in Utah.
Yeah.
And suddenly this idea was born. We can make this happen. And so as Carrie had mentioned before, you know, it comes with a little bit of a nudge from a friend who's National Board Certified saying, hey, you should do this. So we started doing that in the school. And Carrie, she's brilliant because as she facilitates our professional development, our reflection questions, I'm like, oh, that's straight from National Board. Mm-hmm. Like we have teachers that are reflecting on this really high plane with National Board reflection questions. And it's just created this amazing learning culture here at Rose Park.
That's awesome.
And it's possible at any school.
Yeah, that's great. So let's talk a little bit about the impact on the student. Mm-hmm. So the teacher becomes better. They improve their practice. What's the impact that you've seen on the student?
Let me start that. So the first time that I went through the process, I didn't pass. At the end of the year, they give you a score and I was 3 points short.
Oh, so
passing. Yeah.
Was that when you did it in 3 months?
Yeah, when I did it in 3 months.
Exactly.
And so the part that I redid one of the components, was a student engagement component. And I went through and watched my video the first time, and I realized I had gotten these new clickers, and I thought, oh, these are so exciting. And then I watched the video, and my students were answering questions, but then they'd just sit there in the video, and they were like, it was almost like they weren't super engaged.
Yeah.
And so after going through that process and them telling me, hey, you failed by 3 points, I'm like, oh, crap. So I really want to do this, but I went through and saw that my students weren't super engaged in that one lesson.
Yeah.
And I had done other lessons throughout the year that were more engaging. And so I did another the next year. I had to do a whole other year and redo that one component. And I tried, my focus was making my class engaging for the students. And my next year, the video was so much better. I couldn't believe that I had submitted that video, and I reflected on it. And I was like, oh, the students seemed like engaged, but they really weren't. And so it was a whole process that really affected student engagement in my classroom. And ever since then, it's every year is my goal. Okay, what are my students doing when I'm teaching? Are they just listening? Are they engaged? Are they speaking? Are they using the language in class?
Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
So a failure turned into something good for the students.
That's right.
That's National Board right there.
Yeah.
That's what it's about right there.
Yeah.
And it reflects in the data. In 2017, Rose Park had an F and was in CSI status, over total turnaround. Now, not only have we leapfrogged out of that, we are outperforming every school around us by far. The results are there in the test results, too. That's a reflection of the instruction.
Yeah.
And the students learning.
Yeah. I will say one thing that really impressed me when we met in January is the teacher said, doing my national boards was the best professional development I've ever done in my career.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you have an event coming up in just a couple of weeks in May. Talk to us a little bit about that and what that is and what a teacher can do.
Yeah. So if teachers are interested or they're still considering, they should come to this event because they will have an opportunity to actually meet with other National Board Certified teachers and other candidates in small groups, depending on their age that they teach, the certificate area, the content, and actually get to ask some great questions, hear from other teachers who have been through this process, what it was like for them. So if teachers are interested, I highly recommend they RSVP as soon as possible. We do have some limited seating, but you know, we'll make room for a few more if they are interested. But highly recommend this event. Come ready to ask some questions and get some advice for how to hit the ground running this summer so that when school starts in the fall, you're ready to go.
Yeah, and even if you can't make it and there's someone from your school there, they can bring back the information to you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's amazing. I would just say in my hope in Tooele County School District is we do have some people who follow the example of Alex and realize that, hey, we can do this in Tooele, you know, and I want it to grow. I want it to grow organically, but I want it to help because, man, I can really see the benefit for our culture as a school district, but more importantly, for what it means for for the students?
After you sent your email to your school district, we had quite a few people register from Tooele for the May 11th event and register for our fall cohorts.
Oh, great.
So, yeah, your district probably is the single largest group of teachers right now in our cohort.
That's awesome.
And if I can just say a huge thank you to you as the leader of Tooele to emphasize how important this process is and encourage people. And I would give the same advice to any administrator. If you have a teacher who is interested in doing their national board certification, allocate time for them, give them whatever tools and support they need, because this is the best professional learning a teacher can do. And having the support from leadership while you're going through this rigorous and deep reflective process makes all the difference in the world.
And I would imagine having an administrator that's either done it or is doing it would be very powerful. Because as an administrator that's National Board certified, I know the difference between meeting the minimum standard and being a masterful teacher. And I can help teachers move from you meet the minimum standard to you are a master teacher.
Yeah,
and you can do this even when you're not a teacher. You have to borrow a classroom.
Yeah.
But I will, when I go to renew, I will probably borrow, I might borrow your classroom.
Yeah.
You taught first grade, you know
what it's like.
I do.
Yeah.
And I will say there's a misconception about National Board is that you are showcasing perfection.
Oh, no.
That's actually not what it's all about. You are demonstrating deep reflective practice.
It's definitely not about perfection. It's reflection is what it is, because we can't reflect on something that's perfect. And teachers are very reflective in practice. And I had a similar experience to Alex with my video. I had filmed a video and thought my students were super engaged, and I realized I talked like 85% of the time. How common is that in a classroom, though?
Yeah.
And so similar to Alex, I went back and reflected, like, how could I make this more engaging? How can I get the students to talk more? And it was actually very transformative to see them using the manipulatives and using the vocabulary and giving them sentence frames so that they could be successful in it. I hadn't set them up for success before, but I wouldn't have realized that if I hadn't videoed and reflected on it. So it was a very transformative experience. The other funny thing I wanted to share, it's my video that I submitted. It was not perfection. I was doing a small group math lesson, and I didn't realize it during the lesson, but for probably half the lesson, I had a kid under the table who was barking like a dog. I completely blocked that out while I was teaching, and during the video, when I was reflecting afterwards, I was like, wow. Not perfection in the least bit, but I was able to reflect on that and put that in writing and then demonstrate how I can help that child be more engaged.
Yeah, that's great. I love what you said. That should be a meme. It's not about perfection. It's about reflection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thank you all for joining us today. Thanks for hosting us here at Rose Park, a beautiful school.
Thank you.
Great atmospheres. We walked in this morning and lots of kids lined up and ready for the day. So, and thank you for your efforts in helping all Utah educators become National Board certified and just become better teachers. And Alex, I want to thank you especially for taking the plunge and being the first, at least current, nationally board certified teacher in Tooele County School District and setting an example for the other educators in our district. And also thank you, our listeners, for tuning in week after week to our podcast. I would encourage you to like and subscribe our podcast. Give us a nice 5-star review. And remember to elevate yourself by elevating others.